This is DW News live from Berlin. Tonight, the results of the German election, a winner and the next chancellor, simply too close to call. The Social Democrats and the Conservatives are both claiming that they have a mandate to govern. Will it take days, weeks, or even months until someone blinks first? You're watching DW News' special coverage of the German election and the results. I'm Brent Goff. It's good to have you with us. Germany has voted. It was predicted to be close, but few thought that it would be this close. Initial exit polls showed the two main parties almost neck and neck, and ballot counting continues. And the center-left Social Democrats seem to be pulling ahead of the conservative CDU-CSU parties. Let's take a look now at the first results. The Social Democrats, the SPD, they have, as you see right there, 26%, just ahead of the conservatives, the CDU, at about 24%. This is the CDU's worst result in post-war German history. Coming in third tonight, the Greens with nearly 15% of the vote, a very strong showing. They are likely to play a role in any future government. The business-friendly FDP party with nearly 12% also fared well tonight. The far-right AfD will also take a place in parliament again. And as you see, the Socialist Left Party with about 5% of the vote. Let's look at what all of this would mean in terms of seats in parliament. The SPD is projected to win more than 200 seats. The CDU will have slightly fewer. The Greens and the FDP will make up a fair chunk of the parliament as well. We'll continue now with our analysis of what this could all mean in just a moment. But first, a look at how the parties reacted to the first results tonight.
Celebrations at the headquarters of the Social Democrats as the first exit polls came in. In an election night like no other, they put the centre-left SPD and their conservative rivals on almost even numbers. A race without a clear winner. Still, even a near tie was a triumph for the Social Democrats and their Chancellor candidate Olaf Scholz. This is going to be a long election night, that's for sure. But another thing's for sure too, that many citizens of this country have chosen the SPD, because they want to see a change of government and they want the new Chancellor to be Olaf Scholz. It was a chastening night for the CDU, the party of outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel. The opinion polls had already suggested it, and as the first figures came in, their fears were confirmed. The results are the worst in the Conservative Party's history. Their Chancellor candidate Armin Laschet first thanked Merkel for her 16 years in office, and despite the disastrous result, he presented the Conservatives as the party with a mandate to govern. We will do everything we can to build a government under the leadership of the CDU. Because Germany needs a coalition for the future, one that will modernize our country. Over at the Green Party, there were celebrations. But given the environmentalists had originally been riding high in the polls, it wasn't quite what they had hoped for. But they came in third and made huge gains since the last election 4 years ago. Tonight we can't just celebrate. For the first time we wanted to be the leading party and shape this country. We wanted more. We didn't achieve that partly because of our mistakes in the campaign and my own mistakes. It was a good evening for the business-friendly FDP. For the second election running, they're in double digits. A huge success for a party that has struggled to make it into the Bundestag in the past. The parties on the fringes of the political spectrum both had disappointing nights. The far-right AfD, who caused a stir when they entered parliament for the first time 4 years ago, failed to improve on their results. while the Socialist Left Party saw their vote share drop by around 4%. With the vote more fragmented than it's ever been, it's still unclear which of the two main parties will be able to form a government. As the era of Angela Merkel ends, Germany's political fate is hanging in the balance.
And joining me here at the big table now is our chief political correspondent, Melinda Crane. Wow, an exciting night, Melinda. And we've got both of these parties, the Social Democrats and the conservative CDUs, the leaders of both of these parties, almost both claiming that they have a mandate to form a new government and to be the next chancellor.
Absolutely. The SPD's lead has been creeping up over the course of the night, but we don't yet have a firm final result. And the CDU, although lagging behind, is saying that it has a mandate, interestingly enough, because it's interpreting the voters' wishes to be that they don't have a left-leaning government, so that must mean they want a conservative-led one. That's a certain leap they're taking there with that reasoning, but it does confirm the direction they took in their election campaign.
And we saw the Green Party tonight, their best performance that they've ever seen in a national election. And it's enough to make you, cough there, Melinda. But if we look at what it means for them in terms of a mandate, obviously they're not going to be able to be the leader or to be in charge of the next government. But isn't the voter message here tonight climate change has to be at the top of the agenda for any party or any government that comes in?
You know, the, we're seeing a real mixed message, actually, on the part of the voters. We have one camp that clearly wants transformational change. That's the camp that voted for the Greens, also to some degree for the SPD. But we have another camp that's very worried about what change would mean for them, that are frightened of what it could mean in terms of their families falling farther behind. And that group is definitely the one that voted for what amounts to a little bit more of business as usual, namely the CDU.
All right, stand by, Melinda. We're going to take it now to our political correspondent, Nina Haase. She was at the Social Democrats election night event here in Berlin. Here's her assessment.
There was a lot of cheering when the first exit polls came through and minutes of applause when the Chancellor candidate Olaf Scholz took to the stage here in Berlin. The Social Democrats on Sunday night celebrated what they called an election victory. They say that the German voters have given them the right to form a government. They also celebrated a successful election campaign with a solid Chancellor candidate who didn't commit many major mistakes like his rivals did. Now, whether the unity that the party showed during the election campaign will persist now that the election campaign is over, that will only become visible during the coalition negotiations.
And that was Nina Haase there at SPD headquarters. Let's go now to Michaela Kufner across town at the conservative CDU party event. Michaela, it's good to see you. So we've got CDU leader Armin Laschet also claiming that he has a mandate from the voters to form a new government that would have him as the next chancellor.
Yes, in German you call it you kind of a Flucht nach vorne. You step go a step forward by really seeking shelter, because he, of course, had to reason why he has the worst result for the conservative camp in modern German history, and at the same time underlining his claim that the conservatives may be a bit down, but certainly not out of that race to form the next coalition. And that's also why when we saw this big round, debating round, there was a lot of political currency already being stashed up on the table, with Armin Laschet stressing that all parties in a coalition need to be able to deliver to their voters what they promised, as in, if you come into a coalition with the Conservatives, dear Greens and Free Democrats, you will see a lot of points really translating into policy and potentially also a lot of ministries. So these are very interesting times as we see the parties cautiously start talking to each other.
And Michaela, help our viewers understand this. The Conservative CDU party had its worst showing ever in a national election tonight. And yet the leader of that party, Armin Laschet, said tonight on television that he has a mandate to start talks to form a new government that would make him the chancellor. I mean, what's the logic there?
Well, the logic is, the logic isn't completely wrong, because today Germany didn't vote on the next chancellor. It voted on MPs, on parliament. It's the parliament who gets to elect the next chancellor. And Armin Laschet, formally correctly, argues that whoever finds that center ground majority for a chancellor should be in the lead. And the Social Democrats, although they are more than a percentage point ahead, do not have that majority. It's really interesting because we're seeing the German political landscape fragment more, but essentially split three ways, with almost more than a quarter of the votes for the Social Democrats, maybe just slightly below for Angela Merkel's conservative CDU-CSU. And the other two parties we are expecting to see in a coalition, either way it swings, the Greens and the Free Democrats, also almost making up a quarter, with the other quarter left to other parties. Now, you need 50%. So the current coalition continuing between the Social Democrats and the Conservatives, those two big 10 parties here in Germany, that's been ruled out by both sides. But at this point in time, I wouldn't be willing to rule it out because it could become a last straw in what could be very complicated attempts to find that majority.
And Michaela, this is the election that sees Angela Merkel step down after 16 years in power. The fact that her party had such a poor showing, poor performance in this election, what does this say about her legacy and the political world that she leaves behind?
Well, it says a lot about the election campaign. It says a lot about her own popularity, because certainly the Merkel factor, did you elect the Conservatives because of Angela Merkel? It looks like that a surprisingly large number voted for them only because of Angela Merkel, who was criticized internally for shifting her party more to the center, to the left, as some argue. And it also tells us a lot about the strength of the Social Democrat candidate, Olaf Scholz, who is her current vice chancellor, who also claims the kind of style of Merkel stability politics that Angela Merkel was so known for. And she really was very late to step up and stand side by side with her own candidate, Armin Laschet, because she formally wanted to stay out of the race of her own succession. Well, that certainly backfired on her conservative party. And there's a lot of bruises that you can see. It's emptying out now. Many people have gone home. They just want to wait until those results have firmed up and they're really in a position to think straight about what that means in terms of finding majorities. But whatever happens, a lot of soul searching to be done. Dare I say, potentially a big rift breaking open here in the Conservative camp.
Okay. Michaela Kupfner covering the Conservative CDU side of this election night. Michaela, thank you. Well, climate change turned out to be a major issue in this election, and the Greens, they do look set to play a big part in the next German government. Here's the Greens chancellor candidate, Annalena Baerbock, earlier tonight.
And just really getting a sense of so many people who weren't actually members of the Green Party, but who are interested, where we really had a sense that there's a real longing for political debate in this country, and a longing not just from those who for 40, 50, 60 years have been alive, but we're talking about school children, not just the ones at the Fridays for Future demonstrations, but even before that. You know, some of them were saying, well, we had a free hour from school, and we thought we'd come along and find out what's going on. So these are school children who want us to shape the future together, because it's our future, everyone's future. It was amazing.
That was Annalena Baerbock there. DW's Julia Saldelli was at the Greens post-election party. Here's her take on the reaction there to the results.
It's a mixed bag for the Green Party here tonight. On the one hand, disappointment. For the first time, they had put forward a chancellor candidate and they thought they might actually be able to win the election. but it looks like they might have to settle for third place. On the other hand, it looks like they might have achieved their best result ever in federal elections and won a few percentage points compared to the last election, so something to celebrate. But what's in focus now for the party is trying to have a strong role in the next German